With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At least two people were killed, six more injured as several tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi yesterday, damaging homes and leaving widespread damage.
In Texas, one person died in an area south of Houston, while four people suffered injuries that weren't considered critical, according to authorities. There were multiple touchdown points, with officials identifying at least 10 damaged homes as they still conduct their assessment. In Mississippi, authorities report one person died in Adams County. Two people were injured in Franklin County. The National Weather Service says two tornadoes touched ground, ripping roofs from several buildings. George Williams reporting.
The death toll has risen to 174 people now as that passenger plane burst into flames, skidding off a runway in South Korea and an airport there in the southern area. The National Fire Agency says rescuers raced to pull people from the Jeju Airport passenger plane, carrying 181 on board at the time. Muan is a city about 180 miles south of Seoul. Also at SRNnews.com, concerns still raised about the 11th-hour budget bill President Biden signed into law a week ago. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the original measure was downsized from more than 1,400 pages to a 118-page package.
What was left was the bare-bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid. All of the social services remain intact. Our farmers, for me, most importantly, we have a farm bill extension.
$10 billion earmarked for farmers who have been struggling with high interest rates and catastrophic weather in some areas. Three firefighters, a dozen passengers injured in Florida after a fire truck drove around the crossing arms into the path of a high-speed passenger train. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ruled Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place license requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. The most popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years show a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported that same week in December. Infection is characterized by vomiting and diarrhea. You'll find more details, more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.